Welcome to the Signal Creative Podcast. Signal is a female-focused organisation that supports the creation of original work. We travel around Australia and this podcast features the stories of people we meet and our experiences on the road.
Well, it's 4 hours west of Dubbo, which is actually quite close to the Queensland border as well.
Yeah, so it's pretty far up.
We've been working on a project called River Stories, which is really just...
It was coincidental in a way.
Yeah,
it was mostly because we just would strike up a conversation and that would be the topic. People would just be like, let's talk about that river. And Walgett is where the two rivers meet, which is the Bow and the Namoi. But everyone just wants to talk about that river, I think, you know, regardless of its... how it's living at the moment. As we said, it's just like the heart of people's narrative, really.
People in Walgett have been so generous with their stories. We went out to Gingy Mission and there's a really beautiful mural series inside the hall there which tells a story via this big brogga moving through time. Which was a really beautiful experience.
Yeah.
We went out over the levee near the school.
I think it was a place where a lot of people were living on that area.
Dee was telling us about a freshwater spring.
Yeah, spring water was there.
So I think a lot of people were going there to get spring water for a very long time, pre-running water. It was great to go out there with those young women and they did a bunch of recording, drew some pictures and took photos.
Yeah.
One of the young women made like a time-lapse video on my phone of the whole trip, which is pretty hectic because she's kind of like, the phone's going everywhere. That was cool.
Yeah. We spoke to a few different women and they specifically told us their river stories, which were beautiful, about the river, about the time that they spent down there when they were young and how it was a bit of a hub for socialising and... cooking and going yabbying. Beautiful in the way that they had that common thread, that it was such a social
family place and somewhere that people just were all the time, cruising around in their boats. And you were saying that they used to be kind of boatways that ran through the rivers that actually went from town to town.
Yeah, like actually like old shipping.
Wood ferry.
Yeah.
Things amazing. And people around, which is...
You wouldn't imagine it.
You literally can't imagine it now that it's dust. And that wouldn't have been that long ago.
No. Oh, we should talk about Sister Speak.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Speak is a program. It's a language program.
Gamilaroi language. There's really not that many people qualified to teach it, but... the teachers that they do have, we've been working with Kayleen Hall, who is really well respected in the community as a language teacher, and also Aunty Patty, who's just been in Walgett all her life and is just an amazing woman. When we were talking about drawing a scene of the tree and the river for this incredible gown that the young women made, that we're calling the Walgett gown because it actually has a Walgett on it where the two rivers meet. We were asking everyone to draw a picture of trees and a river and us, you know, assuming that they would draw the river as a horizontal
like
line.
Like a landscape.
Yeah, in a landscape, but literally every single one of those young women drew it as an aerial.
Yeah.
View of the two rivers
mm-hmm.
meeting, and that was incredible. Of course, that's how you draw where the two rivers meet. It's a stunning piece of high fashion. I think that all the dresses make a really breathtaking collection.
They really do. Yeah, and just highly creative as well.
One of my favourite parts as well is the frill neck lizard, the pop-up frill on the gown.
It has the two side ribbons
that you pull.
That you pull and you pull it up. It's amazing.
Or you can just wear it down as kind of more like a neck and shoulder piece for when it's dinner time or whatever.
Or collar up in the breeze.
Yeah, totally.
She was talking about Only Robin. Miss being back there in the old days.
She said that she loved it and misses it.
There were duck races, boat races, and
that the women and the men had to build their make their own boats.
They made boats.
And they outdone the boys.
Won the race. The women won the race.
And the little kids wasn't allowed to do it. And
they had a duck race.
She freed the ducks and from the
Nemai Bridge.
Over the bridge. Drop the ducks into the river.
They had to write special numbers on the
they
ducks.
They had a special number and they had to chuck
them. And they got special numbers.
First one.
That's when they go down to where it finished and see if it won.
They win.
Jimmy Little was playing a
she
song.
She sang with Jimmy Little. Jimmy Little picked her up and she was only about Ruby's size.
He lifted her up by the arms to the truck.
Lifted her up on
they
the
sung
truck.
Together.
Put her on the stage and she sung Wooden Heart with him.
And Jimmy?
She used to sing with Jimmy
playing
Little.
Wooden Heart and
Jimmy Little. Well, she sang with
Wooden
Jimmy
Heart.
Little and the song was Wooden Heart.
Yama, my name is Paddy Walford. I'm from Walgett, born and bred in Walgett. I went to school in Walgett, lived on Nemai Reserve, and then I moved to town with my nan. But whilst living on Nemai, the most fantastic time of my life over there was the best experience ever. Had lots of friends, taught respect, care for people. Yes, it was the best times of my life. And while living on Nemai, we didn't have much over there. Lived in a tin hut, dirt floor, didn't have much food. Well, we had food, but not as much as we got now. But we walked to school. Every morning we'd walk to school and walk home from school. We had no bus services. In the rain, we'd walk in the rain, in the mud. We had no power. Everything was done with wood. We carried buckets down to the river to get water. And that would be used for our bath and cleaning, washing. Had no washing machine, so my gran used to wash with her hand, wash all our clothes and linen and everything with her hand. And the toilet was outside. We had no inside toilet, so we had to walk out for the toilet. Everything was from the river. Yep. So, washing, cooking, everything. And we had to go out and get wood, and we'd go out into the scrub and cart some logs back and carry logs back to the house and make fire so we could make a fire to cook so Nan could cook on the fire, cook our food and that. Cooking outside, or we'd have a little like a little fireplace thing inside with a chimney and she'd cook inside. But yeah, there wasn't much, but we had everything. I didn't have much experience with my language growing up because they weren't allowed to speak their language out on the properties where they work, so they weren't allowed to speak it. So that wasn't passed on to me from my grandmother. But one day, I did know she knew how to speak her language, because one day when we were at home, she was going off in her language and I was walking behind and she didn't know I was there. And I just said, "Nan." And she looked at me and she never said a word after that. And so I didn't ask her why she didn't teach us anything. She doesn't want us to know about it, either the bad experience because she wasn't allowed to teach us. That carried on from back in those days. But I would have loved to have learned from her. Yeah, sometimes you'd hear some of the old people, they'd be singing out some words like Wanagajay. I used to hear that word all the time, that stop it. And they'd sing out, call us kids out like that. And I just picked up a few words like that there by them calling out to us or talking about it. And yeah, But most of it I've learned from school. We used to go down to the river, swim, play. We'd make boats, tin boats, and go down there and just play around. But we would never go down there on our own. We always had adults with us. And yes, and there was a story of the water dog that was down there, that over at Namoi. There's a water dog in the river there. And my mum actually told me about the water dog. She said, I was down fishing one day, because she loved fishing. She said, I went down near the deep bowl with this water dog. She said, I was fishing there one day, and I put my swim bucket in the river to get some bait for the fish, pull it out, and there was a little pups in there. So she took the pups back up, took the swim bucket back up to Nan and showed her, and you take that back down to that river there, water, little water dog pups, you take them back down there and put them back in the river. There's a big water dog. It's about the size of a calf, a good-sized calf. It's that big. And it lives in this hole underneath the riverbank. Apparently there's a hole underneath this tree in the water, and that's where it comes from. And even the old people, they used to go to town, and you can hear them coming home at night. They'd be singing or making a lot of noise when they got near that deep hole, because they were scared that this water dog would come up to them. But I'm not sure if it was peaceful, and that's what made me think, unless they were just scared, because I've never heard of it attacking anyone. They might have been just scared, because you see the old men coming home, they'd be cooing out, making a noise or singing all the way up until they got up past that deep hole. I thought it was a myth thing until Mum told me that. Yeah, it was these little water dog pups. Thought it might have been a Dreamtime story or something like that, but she had the pups in the bucket. When the floods came, or there was raining, you'd have a bit of a rise in the river. The water would be flowing really good, and then you'd have fish coming down the river and floods. When we had the floods, once the water started dropping, yeah, well, that wasn't real good. But if we had a rise in the river and the water's moving all the time, flowing, that's when it was good to fish. And when the weather's warm, that's the best time to go yabbian. And I think out in the little creeks, that's the best place to do the yabbian. I haven't been on the river because of snakes. I'm that petrified of them. But the kids go yabbian. They'll have nets, which I think is gammon, because I like to have the cotton and the meat tied onto the cotton and the cotton on the stick, and just, it's like those fishing rods. I reckon they're gammon things, because I don't fish with those. seen where the water's gone way down, there's a little bit of water in the river, but not as bad as this one. Where even out at the Bowen Inn, there's nothing. And there's always been water there. Namoi, I've never seen it that bad, that low, which is very, very sad. And it just, yeah, makes me angry. Very angry. Because we've always looked after our land. We've only taken so much fish out of the river. We didn't drain the river for water for whatever purpose. We just carried our buckets down, got the amount of water that we needed for our clothes, our cooking, whatever. But what's going on today, it's not good. Some of the farmers, like up the river, they're draining it for their properties. It's not just around here, it's up further up the river. Like you've got places like Weewaw, and where there's big, well, it's all cotton stuff. And it's gone, there's none before it even gets here. I've never seen it like this. Because I think, well, years ago when I was living on Namoi, and as I was growing up, we had farmers around here. They never used to drain the river as bad as this here. That's only my opinion. I could be wrong, but I put it down to greed. I know farmers need to have water to feed us. We need it too, to survive. And they even fenced some of the rivers off where we can't go down and fish. I thought the river was everyone's, not just some person who owns this property. They can fence it off and don't let anyone in there. The junction is it's on this side of Namoi, so that's where, that was our playground. That was where our parents would take us down. Okay, we're going down to the junction. We'd go down there and fish. Everybody, the families would be down there and fishing and sitting around yarning and whatever. Yeah, just having a good family day. It's a really significant site for us because it's where the two rivers meet. It's exactly where the two rivers meet, and everybody goes there. It's a family place. It's a cultural place.
Went up to MacKillop to talk to Auntie Mary of what she did when she was younger.
She told us a little story.
She told us about the rivers, how it used to be like a beach every
Christmas.
And
all families used to be down there and it'd be packed. And
when she was a little kid, she used to love going down there at Christmas time. Back in the days when they used to go to the rivers.
Where the two rivers meet and went crawfishing and yabbying.
Yingers.
Went and go and yabbying.
To eat yabbies and go fishing for goose.
And everybody else went out and looked after each other.
It was good and she loved it.
I went down there with my auntie and
cook
my
up
uncle.
All the yabbies and
we caught some fish and we went swimming in the river.
My mum, my dad, my nan
Pop used to go down there.
I used to go yabbying and go on boats and swim, making Johnny cakes.
You just need flour, a little bit of water, and then you mix it, a little bit of butter and little bit of salt.
Roll it into a board and flatten it out, then put it on the fire till it rises up a bit.
And then you cook it and then it all bubbles up, but you don't pop the bubbles.
They put butter on it, then they eat it.
Butter, Vegemite, you can put it in soup.
No, we can't go down there because there's no river to swim in and catch fish because it's dried.
Because it's all dried up and there's like no way you can fish.
Thanks for listening. Follow Signal Creative on Facebook, Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.